Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Okay, we're talking to people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Scott Blair, please?
What's the questions about?
Okay, these questions are about the elections for elections, sir, for president in office.
Go ahead.
All right, then. Okay, before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely, sir?
I'm in my garage.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir, and in which state do you currently live? Would that be California or other state?
California.
Okay. All right, sir, and in which county in California do you currently live?
Madera.
Madera. Okay, thank you. All right, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all almost calls on regular home phone, some on cell phone, and some on regular phone, or almost all on the cell phone?
I don't have a home phone.
So be all almost all. So be all or almost all on the regular on the cell phone, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and are you anyone in the House or employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, political party, or by candidate for political office?
No, I'm the only one here.
All right, sir, now just to ensure that we have a representative sample, can you tell me what year were you born?
Where I was born?
No, Michigan. What year? No, what year were you born?
What year?
Yes, sir.
1954.
54. Okay, thank you. Okay, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Caucasian.
Right. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and what is the last grade that you had completed in school?
That would be college.
Would that be a 2-year college degree or a 4-year college bachelor's degree?
A 2-year degree.
A 2-year, okay. All right, so getting started first, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
I strongly or just somewhat approve?
Nobody's perfect, but yeah, I'm pretty good. He's done a pretty good job. So yeah, strong.
So strongly. Okay. All right. So then next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I can't really answer that. I don't know that much about him.
Okay, so no problem. Okay, so if the election for state assembly were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate from this district?
I don't vote by party per se. I vote for the candidate and what he stands for.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, next I'd like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Kamala Harris. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh, definitely unfavorable.
Okay, Esmeralda Soria.
I don't know that much about her, but I know I like what I've seen, but I really can't commit.
Okay, so, okay, all right. Maybe her, but no opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, what about Joanna Garcia Rose?
Don't know her.
Don't know her. Okay, never heard. All right, thank you. All right, sir, moving on, which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote in for state assembly? Would that be healthcare, border security, climate change, abortion, homelessness, education, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, or taxes?
All of the above. Mostly, if I had to pick one, it would be healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay, thank you. All right, so thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in November's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Oh, I'm definitely interested.
So be a 10 or what number?
10.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir. Next, if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Well, in this case, I would go with Kamala.
Okay. All right, sir. And if the election for state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
I don't know either of them very well, so I'll abstain.
Okay, so if you had to lean towards, lean towards one of them, which one would you lean towards? Would that be lean towards Soria or lean towards Garcia? Rose.
I don't know anything about them, so I can't answer that.
Okay, no problem, sir. So be, let me go here on this side. All right, sir, moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Actually, the economy's not been better for years.
So, wrong track?
No, right track.
Right track, okay. All right, sir, next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stay about the same?
It's decreased.
Decreased, okay. All right, sir, on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, next I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign, okay? After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. The first one said, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find correct politicians tell the public that, you know, and law enforcement and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference on to vote for her?
That's not enough to make a decision.
So will make no difference?
No difference.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. More likely or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Well, first of all, I don't see how you're going to be able to do that. That's where California gets their revenue. So that's not a viable question.
Okay, so, okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir, and if in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or no difference on her vote?
More likely.
More likely, okay. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever is waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. More likely or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Well, I think that would be anybody's duty that's in public service.
So, but would that make you more or less likely to vote? No, makes no difference.
More likely.
More likely, okay. The last one said Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that make you more likely, someone more likely, someone less, much less, or no difference on her vote?
It'd be more likely.
Okay, much more, okay, more likely. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now that you have heard, you know, some more information, If the election for state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, a state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor and mother?
No, I don't have enough information to make that determination.
Oh, okay. No problem, sir.
Go ahead.
We're almost done with this survey. I only have a few some statements that I'm going to read to you about the other candidate, and we should be done with this survey. Okay, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. Okay, after every statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay, the first one says Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that make you much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less likely, or makes no difference on your decision or your voting?
Less likely.
Okay. Ms. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now, you know, you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. Less likely. Okay, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. More likely or less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay, and Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in California being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that make you more or less likely to support her, or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay, and the last one said, while, you know, families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference?
Less.
Okay, less likely. All right, sir, and now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, or state assembly, or Joanna Garcia, Republican?
I'm not going to make a decision again because you're asking me certain questions and don't delve into everything aspect-wise of each candidate. So
okay.
I'm abstaining from answering.
All right, sir, that's no problem. Now that you, I just have a few questions for statistical purpose only, okay? Regardless of how you feel today, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm registered as independent.
Okay, would that be independent leaning towards Democrat or leaning toward Republican?
Independent is neither.
But, you know, most of the people that are independent, they lean towards one way, you know, either Republican or Democrat.
Not answering that.
Okay, no problem, sir. We'll stay with independent. Okay, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, conservative, or most issues?
Moderate.
All right, sir. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
All right, sir. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would, or yes, would not?
I wouldn't use one issue to vote for a candidate. I would look at their overall
Okay, so you would not. Okay, no problem. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, and regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Neither.
Okay, All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great day, sir. A great evening. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.